To Let by B.M. Croker. Some years ago, when I was a slim young spin, I came out to India to live with my brother Tom. He and I were members of a large and somewhat impecunious family, and I do not think my mother was sorry to have one of her four grown-up daughters thus taken off her hands. Tom's wife, Aggie, had been at school with my elder sister. We'd known and liked her all our lives, and regarded her as one of ourselves. And as she and the children were at home when Tom's letter was received, and his offer accepted, she helped me to choose my slender outfit with judgment, zeal, and taste, endowed me with several pretty additions to my wardrobe, superintended the fitting of my gowns and the trying on of my hats with most sympathetic interest, and finally escorted me out to Lucknow under her own wing, and installed me in the only spare room in her comfortable bungalow in Dilkusha. My sister-in-law is a pretty little brunette, rather pale, with dark hair, brilliant black eyes, a resolute mouth, and a bright, intelligent expression. She is orderly, trim, feverishly energetic, and seems to live every moment of her life. Her children, her wardrobe, her house, her servants, and last but not least, her husband, are all models in their way. And yet she has plenty of time for tennis and dancing and talking and walking. She is undoubtedly a remarkably talented little creature, and especially prides herself on her nerve and her power of will or willpower. I suppose they are the same thing, and I'm sure they're all the same to Tom, who worships the sole of her small slipper. Strictly between ourselves, she is the ruling member of the family, and turns her lord and master round her little finger. Tom is big and fair, of course, the opposite to his wife. Quiet, rather easygoing, and inclined to be indolent, but Aggie rouses him up and pushes him to the front and keeps him there. She knows all about his department, his prospects of promotion, his prospects of furlough, of getting acting appointments and so on, even better than he does himself. The chief of Tom's department, have I said that Tom is in the irritation office, has placed it solemnly on record that he considers little Mrs. Shandon a surprisingly clever woman. The two children bob and talk.